Proclamation number 7531, dated the February 25th, 1960. Distributing the divine word. You shall proclaim my pure gospel. There is great spiritual hardship amongst people who no longer hear my pure word because they don't believe, because their faith is not alive or it would enable them to understand my word wherever it is offered to them. For if they requested it with a living faith, then they would also truly receive the word such that they could understand and draw strength from it. But people lack this living faith, just as the messengers lack the strength of spirit which would enable them to accept my word directly from me, or even allow me to speak through the messengers to people myself. For only the word that is conveyed by me is the strength to penetrate a person's heart and become effective. And thus you should mention everywhere that my word is sent to you directly from above and that it can truly give you the blessing of the gospel if you accept it gratefully and are not just hearers but true doers of my word. You should proclaim my word wherever the opportunity presents itself, for people have to know about my gospel. They have to know about my divine teaching of love. They have to know my will in order to live on earth accordingly, in order to fulfill my commandments of love and always use my gospel as a guiding principle for their way of life. For only then can a change of character occur in a human being. Only then can he shape himself to love and fulfill the purpose of his earthly existence. Hence I convey my word from above to you humans time and again. Hence I use every opportunity to reveal myself to a human being in order to get access to all people through him, in order to inform everyone of my will and my commandments. And whatever you humans can do in order to spread my word, in order to carry it into the world, should be done by you. And your fellow human beings' attention should be drawn to the extraordinary grace bestowed on people by receiving my word. You should acquaint them with the living God with whom you should associate, who wants to be accepted into your hearts and whom you have to approach by yourselves if you want to unite with him. You should inform them that I am people's eternal father and also want to be acknowledged by them as their father. You should encourage them to acquire a living faith and thus proclaim the commandments of love, the fulfillment of which will awaken in them a living faith and their spirit, so that they then will strive towards me if they own accord and establish the union with me because their nature has changed into love, and love thus strives towards love. For it is the eternal love which reveals itself to you humans. It is the eternal love which longs for its children. It is the eternal Father who bends down to you in order to inform you of his will. And the messengers of my gospel will be blessed. They will experience my grace and my protection as long as they live on earth and also on day in the spiritual kingdom, for they have been faithful servants to me who will receive their reward. Amen.